ויען סימן שין א' סיף חוב גימל. הבונים יויצים בזוגים. The sons go out with bells. פרש, כמין פעמיינים קטנים, או ארוגים להם בחסוסם. So if these bells were woven into the begodim, there's a strong chibur to the a strong attachment to the begodim. They are permitted to wear them on Shabbos. And no adin if they're tfurim, if they're sewn to the begodim. They're also permitted to wear them on Shabbos. And these bells were a decoration for the begodim that they wore. Avol im einam arugim, like, but if they are not woven or sewn to the begodim, so then they're not permitted to wear them on Shabbos. No, we need a chibur of tfire or arige. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Harugim lahem. So if they are woven together in the begodim, v'lochein, therefore, loichai shinon dilme mivsak v'osi lasuye. Now we will see there are two chishoshes which we can encounter by bells that are sewn into begodim. One chashash is, it might fall off. And if it falls off, this is a big nesoyin, that v'nishvi, the bells have some value, so they might be picked up. But if they're woven into the beged, or sewn into the beged, said there is no reason to be afraid that they might fall off. That's one problem which we avoid when there are rugim in the begad. Vafilum imheim zogin shel zohov. Now there's another problem. What if they are golden bells? Now, golden bells theoretically were only worn by very wealthy people. And if someone who was not in this bracket wore such bells on his beged, he could expect he'd be a laughing stock. I mean, he's wearing the suit costs $20, and then he has the golden bells. Each bell costs $100 a bell. So he's a laughing stock, especially the Bnei Ashir Muzichalef on him. But he will realize that he did the wrong thing by attaching these bells on his begodim. So when one realizes this, so there's an incentive to take it off. I mean, he's not getting any Einik Shabbos in being the laughing stock of everyone. But if it is Tfurim to the Beged or Arugim to the Beged, what should he do? He won't go and tear it off in Shabbos. So that is the second Baila from Arugin. Vafilu mehem zogin shel zohor. Sha'enoi osoi ela livnei malochim. This is only worn by very wealthy people. Gamkein aloi chayshinon dume mechaychi aloi. Vosi lasuye biyodoi. So we are not afraid they might ridicule him And because of that, he might go and carry it. Since it is woven to the beggar, he does not have a eitzah to do this. So there's nothing to be afraid of. But einam arugim, but what if they're not woven or sewn to the beggar? Then we have problems. Then one is not permitted to wear this ornament or this decoration on his beggar. Vafilu ein kshurim lahaksus, even though it's tied, there's a kesher. V'choshkein mizug shebitzavori, or let's say he has some sort of a necklace around his neck, dosolotzeis. By these things, it seems the chibur is not so strong. The chayshinon, so here we are afraid of dilma mivsak meyaksus, oy meitavore vosilasuye. So the first chashash is relevant. If it is, we don't have such a strong chibur, there's a possibility that it might fall off. And he might come to carry it. V'choshkein imheim shelzo. Now, the second shash, if these bells are very expensive, the chayshinin dulma machayshi elo, they'll ridicule him. Lachzike kiyure, like he's a balgaive. Ve'ine yosei ela lashirim. This does not, these bells are not for people in his financial bracket, it's only for very wealthy people. And because of this, v'osi litlon lasuye biyad. Fine. So far we know, pshat in the first halachir, that zogim, if they're woven or sewn to the beged, one is permitted to wear them. There's no shash, or they might fall, or he might take them off and carry them. But if we don't have this security, I will remain the marugim life. Because for betois with b'shem arivo, the afilu bonim ktanim she'ino mashirim, what if we're speaking about ktanim? So we said habonim yoytzim. I said this was a style for youth. The vafilu bonim ktanim is young children ktanim sheino mashirim asurim lotzeis bezug shel zov sheino ori beksus vayatoli betzavori. Now let us understand what the chiddush is. That means the poshet chashash we just said, the person who's wearing it might come and carry it. If the one who's wearing it is a cotton, there's no problem. That means I'm giving him this belt, and if it'll fall off, not carry it. So he's a cotton. Cotton leichon avelus and bezem etzuvin laplishe. That means the Baal, I didn't give him anything. I didn't give him to be Mechalo Shabbos. There's a chash. Maybe it might fall off and he might carry it. But if he's a cotton, so I feel in the worst scenario, it's also Nishkefelech. He's a cotton. So Tavishva says, I feel bonim ktanim sheinim asirim lotzeis bezug shel zov shein orig miksus oyatoli mitzavori. The chayshinan dume mechayhi alayu, v'yamshish layish ma'viyim v'yitling. The father will be embarrassed. The father will hear about it. And the father might, so by putting such bells on big day bono vaktanim, he's putting himself in an asoyim. B'soyishka chosil etaltom daldamis b'shus harabim, v'viyam amog nevram v'ilei harabim. So far, we learned a halacha that bells have golden bells. There are two shoshes of Duma Osila Suye. They might fall off, he might take them off. If it's Orog or Tofel, these shoshes don't apply. It's Mutter. If it's not Orog or Tofel, so then these shoshes will apply and it's awesome. Not so far. No, later we'll see. They're not making a sound. No. We're talking about bells that are not making a sound. There's no shash of a shmoa skill. V'loi mahani ha'de mechubar b'ksus. Now the Gemara says, now we just gave a heter that mechubar b'ksus is mutar. Rak b'dobar shedarkoi liyais mechubar sham. Something that normally the derech is to attach them, so then this is permissible. Aval im chibur sham dovo she'ein dalke bekach also. But if he attached something to a beged, it's tfurim, it's arugim, but it is something that normally is not attached to a beged, so this is also. And on this we'll see there are two reasons. Rak bedovo dahainu kigoin zuk shaderikoya bismanayim liyois mechol abgodim lunoi. This was a normal ornament, a normal decoration that the begodim used to have this. Lochain shori ba'orig, so therefore they were mata ba'orig. Shalei gozru oto eina orig. Kivin shu noi la beged, loi hi trichu chazal la hapsid oisoi lihizganesh. Now we will see something very interesting. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav explained this a little better. This was the derech ha'ilam. They used to decorate the begodim with these bells on the begodim. Now, be'etzem, there would be a mokim to be geyser orig or train orig. That means if it's sewn to it, it's mutter, and if it's tied to it, it's a fine line. Really, Chazal, there would be a mokim to be geyser. But if we'd be geyser, so it would come out that all the nice Shabbos decorated begodim, Erev Shabbos, you have to come and cut them all off. You can't wear decorated begad on Shabbos, because if we would make this gzeire, we would be geyser orig oto ein orig. So Memelo will come out, we have to take away the noi from all the begodim. Also gzeire. They didn't want to do this. Shabbos, you should go out with a Shabbos to get begad, and if this makes the begad nice, they didn't answer. But something what is not the shtega normally to have on a begad. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains, who adin, if a person will put a tachshit she'ein regilim lechabrei bebeged, he's going to put something else, something new, something different. So here, Chazal were geyser. That means he's putting something new, and be'etzem there is a mokim ligzer. So here they were geyser, and you'd have to take it off before Shabbos. And that is nichlal. Aval im chibur shem dovo shein darkei bekach. Also, and ein darkei bekach includes, we'll see, it speaks about something else also, but it includes a tachshit that it is not the derech to be mechaberet, and he's going to put it there, so Chazal asked. Before we go further, I'd just like to learn the bir halacha. She darkei liyais mechubur. Aval kein muta lotzeis bekisim hatfurim ba beged, One is permitted to go out with pockets. Because that's the shtenga. That's a dinner. Now let's speak about this for 1 minute. That means when a person goes out, he's wearing a suit and pants and a coat, and perhaps if we'll count all the pockets he has on him, he has 8 pockets. He has with the jacket and the pants and the coat. And in Shabbos, he's not using not one of these pockets. So he's walking out with clothing with 8 pockets, and he's not using one of them. So the tenet is, but this is mitach sisei habeged. But this is a beged, pants come with pockets. Good in Shabbos, I don't need the pockets. I don't carry, and perhaps in the house, I don't also use the pockets. But this is pants which are worn during the week also, and in the week there's a need of pockets. So a pocket is considered a halet of a beged, which is normally attached to a beged, so it's part of the beged. So I saw in Arche Shabbos something which is Moedik Negeya, which perhaps not all of us are acquainted with. A person comes and he gets a suit, a brand new suit, Lekovid Shabbos. Is also the same problem. He comes, he will put on the suit, Lekovid Shabbos, he makes a Shechlon or a Malbish Shalom, Moedik, Moli Simcha. Now, he's wearing the suit. Now, he puts his hand in the pocket. The pockets are sewn together. The pockets are not usable. So, in Orchi Shabbos, it says, this is a shail of carrying. Now you are carrying pockets. The pockets are an entity which have no use whatsoever. So he says, this is a Shiloh Meitzah. So from one of the things, when one gets a new suit before Shabbos, you should make sure to open up the pockets which are normally used, that it should be a Shiloh Meitzah. That's number one. Now, let's go further in the Bir Alochim. V'chein b'kafto sh'toli b'beged sh'mechasa roishoi b'shas k'shamim. Now he's talking about a hood. He's going out with a jacket, with a raincoat that has a hood to it. And the hood is attached. And it could be attached, it can be attached with a zipper. It can be attached with buttons. And he's not raining. But again, this is dalkoi. A raincoat or a jacket usually comes, or some of them come, with a hood to protect them from the rain, from the elements. So mamela, something that's dalkoi bekar, that is part of the beged, even though at the present time he has no use whatsoever from it. But that's mutta. Okay.
Some put it all on.
I don't know. This is, you just simply open. I don't know if it's a problem. If it's it's attached to the raincoat and you roll it up, and so you don't want it hanging in the back of you. I don't know if this is a problem. It's part, even though it's in like a pocket in the back, and but it's accessible and usable. I don't think that should be a problem. The car. Shein da'akoy b'kar. Haynu de gozru mechubo oto eini mechubo. So this, I think, is he's telling us what we mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. If this is a decoration and an ornament which is not da'akei b'kach, so here we're not saying you should ruin the Shabbos begodim. He just made a different type of ornament. So now we will be goyzer einu mechuba oto mechuba. That's one shot in the remote. Va'ayim b'motchai shom shasiyim that if you have something that is not darker bekach, the bechlau masayui, something is sown, and we'll see mishalim soon, something that is sown to a baget, attached to a baget, but is not the normal procedure to have this as a part of the baget. Now, it's a bechol to the baget. Bechlau masayui, bechiv chattas, nama yesh b'sem. Dein a bottle legabe a bag of kibin shein dark in the car. Rechei mashme, b'shuva sarajbe, b'shuva b'bei shoyse. Shekol dovo shein tzorech la ha beged, which there is no need for the beged to have this. Vein tashmish la ha beged, ein bottle the gabi a beggar, so it doesn't become part of the beggar. The rehu keilu moitzion levadoin loy ha beggar v'chayev. So now let's talk about Dirisha brings down let's speak about some mishalim. Let's talk about, we have Bismaneno, you buy a shirt, and you look at the bottom of the shirt, and there's three buttons there, three extra buttons. Why were these buttons on in there? Because you have to be very sanoila that some of the buttons might fall off, and you won't be able to get a similar button. So the one who made the shirt puts these reserve buttons there, that Lais Mitzoy, you should have them. So here it's very interesting. Roiv Achroinim Amata. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Eliashiv. Listen to us, as a little machma, but al kaponim we have here, speaking of the G'dayli Yisrael, and they say that the shirt needs these buttons, even though now I don't need them, but so this is considered part of the shirt, and they'll also be put on the shirt. That means this button belongs on this shirt. When the other button falls off, it'll be put on this shirt. We're not giving buttons for another shirt. It's for this shirt. So others are making that this is considered a chelik of the. This is considered a chelik of the beged, and it's total to the beged. Something that is no shaykes to the beged. So mamela, that's problematic. Now we will go a little further. Va'oison, let's go back to the Ramah. Va'oison igulim yerukim. Now there was a gzeirim from the malchus that every yid had a hair on his sleeve, sewn a yellow circle. And that spelled out, so when you're walking in the street, everyone should know he's a Yid. And this was a Gzeres HaMalchus, that every Yid had to have the song to the beggar. Now, there's a Shaila on Shabbos. Now, how important is this to the beggar? Is this a Tzorech HaBeggar? Is this not? Voison igulim yerukim, shegozo HaMalchus, shekol Yehudi Yisa echad mehem bechsusoi. That it has to be on his outer beged to show that he's a yid. Muta lotzeis behen, one is permitted to go out. Zilu ene tofel biksusayi, even though it's not sewn in with a very strong chibur, rak mechubur shom ktas. Now, let us see what the heter is for this. Muta lotzeis behem, dechoshiv malbish. כיוון שדרך לא צריך בי כל ימי השבוע. Because that was the Steiger Eden waters the whole week. So Mamele, this is like part of a Yiddish Beged. A Yid wears a Beged. He has to be Mepharsim, he's a Yid. Apri Amalchus, Lechashin and Dume Mispayish Mishokelei, Vaosil Asuyei. Since it's not such a strong Chibur, maybe there's a mocking to be afraid he might go and take it off. Shame is Malchus Olam. No, there's nothing to be afraid of over here because it's a law that Yid has to wear it. Gam loy chashin and dulma mifsig va'osil asuye might fall off, he might carry it. Kamoy bezogim shayin amarugim. Shayin zechoshev. That means if it falls off, it's not choshev enough to carry. So that what we had learned before, that zogim bells which are not mechuba properly, there was a chash of he might come and take it off, or be embarrassed, or he might fall off and he might carry it. So by these igulim yiroikim, there's no chash because he won't take it off, and if it does fall off, it doesn't have too much of a value that he'll carry it. Now we'll see v'chein muta lotzeis v'matpachas shemekanchen boi ha'as shekoyren pitzulit. Now we will see v'zman of the remor there was a minig ha'olam that they sewed to the beged a nice long handkerchief. So if a person had an allergy or a cold and he's walking in the street, he has a handkerchief to take care of this problem. And this was sewn to the beged. And we will see in the Mishnah Berurah there are two reasons why the Ramo was matter. This is firmly attached to the beged. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Imechuba kan beinon. Now this is not like the gulim yoraykim, which chibur kotn is also permissible. Kan beinishim boid yoim tofo heitiv laksus, and it was sewn to the beged erev Shabbos. Or there should be some sort of a tefillah. So similar, if it was sewn is similar to woven together. The ilav, if it's not properly sewn, that means if there's not a good chibur, this chash we have, it might fall off. This is a handkerchief, he'll pick it up. He needs a handkerchief on the way, he needs a handkerchief. So he might come and pick it up. But now let us understand this. But why is this permissible? Duhu dobo she'enoi loy malbish v'loy tachshit. This is not a malbish, it's not a tachshit. So l'chayra, before we had a rajbe kol dobo she'enoi tsoyrech la'beged v'netashvish la'beged e'nei boto l'gabi ha'beged. So how is one permitted to wear a beged with a handkerchief sewn into it? So he says here, two terutzim. Terutz number one is, and this is Apishitus Agrob, the derech hoya bismaneim litva kein lahaksus. This was the derech hoylon. But Derech HaOlam was, there was a problem that had to be solved Shabbos. We walk in the streets and there's no Erev and we have a problem. So the Derech HaOlam was to do this. So everyone did this. Everyone walked with a handkerchief sewn in his jacket. Hilkach batalu legabi abeget, so became batal to the beget. This is considered part of the beget. Ulefize, so if the heter is, now this is an essential condition, the derech oya bismanayim, this was the derech oilam. Bismaneinu shein derech lius apaselet ofer babegi bismaneinu, we don't have this. Leibotulu legabi begit, bosa, so biosa. That means, basim, this is a dover choshuv. The derech ha'olam makes it that this is, becomes a chelik of the begit. Each beged had, just like it has pockets to put things, it has a handkerchief with which to use when one is on the way, in this middle of the street. Abu bismaneinu, that is not the derech ha'olam. Leibotolu legabi beged v'osa. So this heter does not apply bismaneinu. V'chein kosu b'seifa zishan teres ma'isha b'seifa matei osha. That's one heter. And here the Sharitzin explains that the reason of this heter was, even though, that means in reality there's no reason to sew a handkerchief to a beggar during the week. During the week he can put it, but the death was for Shabbos they sold it. Because Shabbos you're not allowed to carry. But that also makes a derech. That means since once a week there's a Shabbos, and once a week I go in the street and I have a problem, I don't have a handkerchief with me in my pocket. So the necessity made it the derech ha'olam to sew it in. So that became a derech. But that was in that kufa. In that kufa, this was the derech ha'olam. That's the derech ha'olam. It becomes a chelik of the beged. The minute bismaneinu, it's not the derech ha'olam, so we lost the setter. That's one. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. That is true. We'll talk about that. V'yeshekos, well, now this is a Magen Avraham. Lefi shapetzaylet udovo shein nechoshuv. A different heter, because it's not choshuv. Something that's not choshuv. So mitam ich shimusoi, botolu legabe haksus kshetofoboy. So then, according to this heter, it is permissible even if it's not the daras. It's not choshuv. It's botol. Fine. So we have two svaros. So we have oisrim and matirim. Here the Sharetzi and they can't figure it out. Why is it called not choshev or kaponim? But we have two amachloikis. Is this permissible? Uksire ba'al melaksus eilachagir. But now, I feel when it was permissible, that zavkevu was sold to the beggar, but to tie it, with a kasha laksus alachger afilu ksharim bebayim bekasha shakiyama, gam kein osa lotsus bay. Because it doesn't become part of the begging, even shene choyger atzmai rapatzailet. That means this whole understanding of bottle is if it's bottle to a begging, it's sewn to a begging. So memela, so becomes a chelik of the begim. But if you tie it to a belt, and you have a belt, and you tie it to the belt, it's hanging down from the belt. You're not using this handkerchief as an extension of the belt, so then it's sicherosa. Umisha roitza liyas apatzailet imoi, loitofroi l'aksus mi boidioim, and he didn't tie it with the year. Engloi heta shiasa atemeno kechadur lach toboi, to make now a new belt out of, he has a very long handkerchief, even she has like chagura belavos, he has another belt. So chagura gabi chagura also, to the kamasiv lamad bob. Elo yechaba roish apatzailet baroisha chagura banive, he should make a bow, and he should extend the belt with the handkerchief. V'yikech ha-goyra aruke v'yachker atzmai boy, and he should use this as he has an extended belt. Rosman shahoylech b'choyv. V'yesh ma'choynim shemafak p'kim b'zeh, v'soim d'kesh sh'ena k'yomi le'man, is that to make a bow, and through the bow to consider that this is a chelik of the belt, that they are mefaktik. V'alken l'chadchilot evlasis eitzes agufa me'erev Shabbos, k'kshirenu b'kesh shel k'yoma l'chagayra b'roish, if you want to use this heter, you should make a kesh shel k'yoma, make an extension to the belt, t'yichoshim k'chagayra ruke l'achke bo b'Shabbos. Yeah, now they bring down this eitze, to use it if you have a very long handkerchief, to use it as a scarf. If you have a long handkerchief, to use it as a scarf, and it is, in the winter, it is adding some warmth, and in the summer, perhaps, it is absorbing the sweat. This is permissible. And they say, if it's not so long, but if you can tie it together, to tie the ends together with an anive, and again, it is accomplishing something in the winter and the summer, so that is the heter around the neck, a handkerchief around the neck, the heter was, because it is being used as a beged. That means it's either warming the neck or absorbing the sweat, and this is a fibber. You have to seem to either make an anival component that it should be, you should tie this around the neck. So then this would be permissible. Lichsus, davke lichsus. It's only permitted if you sew it to the sus, it becomes bottle. Aval im tofre lachagoyre enemoyo. If they sewed it to a belt, will not become bottle to a belt. Reina bottle gabi chagoyre, omkeni trofeno, roisha chagoyre, v'yachker atzmei boy. The only heter with a belt is to be used as an extension of the belt. V'ayin lakamam besid lamed bov lamed zayin, v'ashe kosavno b'mishna brure b'inyin zev.
What's the time about?
Yeah. We didn't finish. Maybe we should thank you. We didn't finish. Without, let us finish the Gemara. V'od the mutzah lotzeis bezogin harugim davke she'ein behem inbul ve'ein mashmim kol. They don't have inside a glock that makes noise. That means this bell was only used for decorative purposes, not to make noise.
So it means
the thing inside the bell. The thing that makes the noise.
Yeah. And what? The handle.
No.
Maybe a call to be a son of a...